Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in Volume 16, 5834, Baruch Hashem, the 9th of Mar Cheshvan, Tovshi Yud Ches, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I want to respond to your letter from Saturday night, Motzei Shabbos Kodesh. So the Rebbe says that at an auspicious time, I will mention your wife, may she live, on the holy Tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles. And fitting to what you write, you had the merit to hear from my father-in-law this talk, the discourse, the mimer that is known, Al Kein Yemru Hamoishlim Bo Cheshbon. That's a verse in the Torah. It says that the Moishlim, those who say the parables, come to Cheshbon, the Pasuk discusses it. But the bottom line is, he heard a talk from the previous Rebbe. So the Rebbe says, it's understood that the more you add in Torah and its mitzvahs, so based on what's explained in from our sages of blessed memory on the verse, when it says, Bo cheshbon, bo v'nachshiv cheshbonai shel olam. The Rebbe is referring to a statement in which the Gemara in Baba Basra, Dafayin Chesom El Beis, says that Al Kein Yomru Hamoishlim, those who dominate their Yetzer, they overcome their temptations and they dominate them. So they say, let's calculate the accounting of the world, which means what you lose for a mitzvah to what you gain from the mitzvah, or the joy you have from an avera, what you lose. So, meaning control yourself, because the temporary or whatever you're enjoying is not worth it for the loss that you're incurring. So, the Rebbe is telling him that you should add in Torah mitzvahs, and that will add to the blessings of Hashem Yisbarach in everything that you need, both physically and spiritually. Then the Rebbe says, it's obvious, this that you write in your letter, that you are not worthy to write. Maybe he's saying, I'm not even deserved to write to the Rebbe. Because you don't have the power to withstand the war with the Yetzer, etc., etc. So, the Rebbe says, for sure you remember, or at least you should learn now, in the holy book of the Tanya, that even those who the war against the Yetzer, against their inclination, is very difficult in their four cubits where they are, they have a tremendous, tremendous struggle and challenge, but they still have the full possibility. They've been given the power not only to stand strong in the war, but to win the war, to be victorious. The Rebbe says, look in the places that have been referenced in the index of subject in the addition to the book of the Tanya, where he discusses how the different places in the Tanya, which discusses the fact that you have the ability to overcome, especially those who had the privilege to see the face of the Tzaddik and to hear his words, that the words of Tzaddikim are alive and sustained, and they do their impact. And this is, the Rebbe says, and this is something you can learn from a foratory when it comes to spiritual matters. when, in other words, you saw physically the tzaddik. But certainly when there is the spiritual matters, everybody agrees, the Rebbe says, even non-Jews, that you cannot make from an entity nothing. You can't change, you can't make something disappear. All what you can do, you can change the form, but whatever is in existence remains in existence. You can change its form, but it'll always remain. So much more so, the Rebbe says, in spiritual matters. Can't change. The Rebbe says that if you were with the Rebbe and you heard the Rebbe and you have that, you can't, it doesn't evaporate it in air. Actually, when it evaporates, it's still there. It's as there as smoke, is there as it just changes its makeup. So how much more so, the Rebbe says, in the spiritual matter, and how much more so for sure, and the Kal Vachomer when it talks about Torah and Mitzvahs. So the Rebbe says, you do have the ability to overcome. And the Rebbe says, based on the expression of our Rebbes, our holy Rebbes, our leaders, that one good deed is valued, is better than 1,000 sighing complaints. So instead of, the Rebbe says, kvetching and sighing about yourself, even though the Rebbe says occasionally that's important too, but for sure it's better to start to doing actions to add in Torah and Mitzvahs on what you, over what you've done till now. And this is guaranteed that this addition is going to add in the blessings of Hashem Yisbarach to the one who occupies in this, in whatever he needs. So the Rebbe says, stop putting yourself down, stop kvetching about yourself. Sometimes you have to do that, but for sure, start doing things in the positive direction to add to what you've done till now. And that will definitely guarantee that they will add to the blessing of Hashem, to one who occupies himself in what he's needed. May it be the will, the Rebbe prays for him, that blessed Hashem, with his great compassion, should extend additional blessing and success also on the account of the future, which means that you will increase your connection, your commitment, so Hashem will give you the blessing now. And you should give good news and all the above. The Rebbe with blessing in the name of the Rebbe by the Rebbe's secretary. So the Rebbe tells him that he's going to mention his wife and going to pray for him. And the Rebbe references that he heard the Maimer of the Rebbe. The Rebbe references the Maimer Chazal on Bo Cheshvan, that one should stay strong in Yiddishkeit. And the Rebbe encourages him not to say about himself that he is not worthy because he cannot withstand the battle with the Yetzer, because everybody has the ability. The Rebbe references the Tanya, but especially him, that you have seen the Rebbe and you heard from the Rebbe. The Rebbe said, stop complaining and kvetching, and start doing, get closer. And this is guaranteed to bring the Rebbe's blessing to you in all that you need. And